Many Canadians are looking for reliable, for transparent credit counseling options, especially in these times. And it's pretty important to know what you can expect when you seek out these services. I talk a lot about the nonprofit credit counselors and the role that they play in Canada. Today, we're going to talk to the CEO of Credit Counseling Canada about something that they have created called a Bill of Rights for Canadians in Debt. Michelle Pommels joins us now to talk about this Bill of Rights. Hello there.
Hello there, Bruce.
I prattle on about the nonprofit credit counselors all the time because I've had a great experience working with them in all different parts of the country. Tell us about Credit Counseling Canada and what role it plays on a national level.
Thanks for having me on the show. Credit Counseling Canada is the National Association of Nonprofit Credit Counseling Agencies that operate from coast to coast in Canada, helping Canadians with money management and financial counseling. Over the past 50 plus years, we've helped more than 12.5 million Canadians who have been struggling with financial debt issues.
And now you are launching something you call the Bill of Rights. What is it and what was it designed to do?
Well, we felt there was a need to create a Bill of Rights for consumers in debt, Bruce, because we saw that there was a greater need for transparency and awareness around how Canadians in financial difficulty could find unbiased, affordable, and safe debt relief options. There's a lot of confusion out there in terms of where people should turn. What precipitated this is that we did a study recently called a Got Debt survey, and we were rather surprised that
What occurred to me was that there would be much variability in the quality of the nonprofit credit counselors. How much variability is there out there?
It's not so much that there's variability within nonprofit credit counseling, but there are for-profit credit counseling players out there, which can appear similar to a nonprofit credit counseling agency. And this is what concerns us. So we want to provide a tool to equip Canadians to be able to tell the difference. And so the top seven, we reamed off a few of them there, but number four is it needs to be standards-based. So for example, the agencies that work with our association, we also act as an accrediting body. So we only work with charities and nonprofit credit counseling agencies, and they have to pass through a rigorous accreditation process in order for us to be satisfied that they will provide high quality services at an affordable and in some cases no cost basis. So that's number one. Number two, any of our members have to undergo annual audits by our association to ensure that they continue to comply with our standards. So there's quite a high bar that agencies who become part of our network have to meet.
Could the for-profit players choose to sign on to your Bill of Rights? Is that an option for them?
No. Why that not? Is not our philosophy. We only work with nonprofits because it's a philosophy. Nonprofits are not motivated by profit. They're working with the Canadians' best interest at heart, and so are willing to forego fees should someone in difficulty be unable to pay. That's not something that you're going to find with a for-profit organization.
What do you expect the consumer's understanding of this Bill of Rights to be? Is it something that they should hold in front of them? And if they feel like something isn't being delivered, they should make a call? And if so, to whom?
Right. Absolutely. It's a tool or a lens that Canadians can apply when they're seeking out debt help. So they should be using it as a checklist and say, do they provide services that can meet these standards? So it's an accountability tool. And if they are working with an agency that happens to be one of our members, if there's something that they're questioning or concerned about, they can call Credit Counseling Canada, because again, we are the accrediting body for Canada's nonprofit agencies, certainly the vast majority of them. And then that's something we can support them with and work with them on if there are any, you know, any cause for concern in terms of the provision of service. Again, our members must undergo annual audits to ensure that they're meeting our high bar of high quality service to Canadians. We also function as a consumer protection agency, working on behalf of Canadians to ensure that they're getting the best quality, safe, unbiased, judgment-free, nonprofit financial credit counseling services available.
Very helpful stuff. Michelle, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Michelle Pommels is the CEO of Credit Counseling Canada, and she was here to talk about the new Bill of Rights for Canadians in Debt.